This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors, with more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God, what could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3, good vibes and variety. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, hump day. This part of the show is brought to you by Creative Energy. Every time I sink into my hot tub, I'm like, thank you, Creative Energy. You're amazing. They're having their Labor Day sale right now at Creative Energy. You can score incredible discounts on hot spring spas, endless pools, and saunas, or choose easy financing options. Visit Creative Energy in San Rafael, San Mateo, or Concord, and you can find them online at creativeenergy.com. Okay, so the streaming premiere of Thunderbolts is on Disney Plus, if you're at all interested in that. That got pretty good reviews, right? Thunderbolts with an asterisk. It's like David Harbour and, like, I think Florence Pugh's in it too. Like, a bunch of the...
They're fringe heroes.
Yeah.
And they're from the Black Widow sort of...
Yes.
...universe, right. I guess.
So that is, if you've got Disney Plus, it streams beginning now.
Okay.
Taylor Swift and the engagement ring and the engagement and the garden that they're in and all of the things that are about Taylor Swift that happened at 10 o'clock yesterday after our show was already over.
I'm going to go ahead and settle in. All right. Go on.
The new engagement ring may carry a hidden tribute to the early days of her romance.
With who?
With Travis Kelce.
Oh, okay.
The early days of their romance together. Right. That would make sense on her.
Well, I don't know what, you know. I never know etiquette. Who knows what's okay?
And listen, I'm going to give him credit on this because they say he designed this ring, and I like to think that she didn't know this was going to go down that day. Apparently, he said, we're going to go to dinner. Let's go out in the garden, have a glass of wine first, and...
I'm not against a guy designing the ring, and if he trusted his taste and knows her and probably was listening when she was dropping the hints, and so that probably helps. When I took the missus to look at rings, she picked something I would never have picked for her.
Right.
So my point is, try to do some kind of discreet info gathering in advance, because what she chose was square, and I would have gone circle or oval with no pointy ends.
Ah.
That's what I would have chose for her, because I feel like that a life of wearing a ring, you'd want it to be round so that things would slide off it as opposed to catching on it.
Right.
And that includes just putting your own shirt over your head.
Sure, absolutely.
But that wasn't in her mind at all.
You know, it's funny because that is what's great about jewelry stores when they've got all the diamond engagement rings out there and you can stand there and be like, oh, I really like that one. And then they, oh, you're terrible taste. And you're like, I do? Well, which one do you like?
And then she got the little diamonds on the sides as well.
Yeah. Pave or something. It's like a side.
I don't know, but I would never have chosen that either. And it's not that I don't like it. It's just that I have my own sort of simple, clean aesthetic, it wasn't...
Once you gave it to her, did Christina take it and get it modified at all, or is it...
No, it was perfect because she chose it.
Oh. So she knew for sure that was how it was going to go.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I honestly was like, what do you like? And what she chose is what she got.
Nice.
It's not as romantic, but it was...
Yeah.
The way I chose to do it.
Well, it's better than proposing with a cigar band and saying, we'll go get you the ring of your dreams.
No, I didn't want to do that.
And again, open it up and have it be sparkling.
While her and I often agree, or most things I go, I don't care about that. Pick whatever you want. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. In the house or whatever. But in this case, buying her a ring, I just wanted her to get what you want.
I mean, optimistically, she's going to wear that for the rest of her life. Ding, ding. No shame. So the couple announced their engagement with a series of romantic garden photos, and fans quickly zoomed in on close-ups of the oval cut. It's large. I'm seeing estimates up to 12 carats. It's like a long rectangle with rounded edges. It's enormous. It's probably almost the full length of that finger bone to the knuckle, from knuckle to knuckle.
It's a lot.
So they zoom in on it, and actually, Maddie may be able to find I don't know how they... When I zoomed in on the photo, it got grainier, but not the eagle eye people. They have a way. They just run that through the cleanup. Let's see if can you focus that in a little bit more. There is a tiny T, they say, on the band. So if the gem is laying like, you'll definitely be able to zoom in on it.
It doesn't zoom. It just goes to the...
It doesn't. Can you... And of course, you can't pinch it.
Hold on. Yeah. Let me see.
So on the side of it, underneath, with the top of the T at the side of the diamond, and then the stem of the T going down. So it's like it's a little bit wider, the band. Actually, you can kind of see it.
Yeah,
here.
You can see it.
So there's a T on one side, and there's the hint of a T on the other side. So... Their whole TNT thing from early days. TNT, dynamite.
Okay.
So the tiny detail appears, and they are saying, that's a nod to TNT. And then the theory gained momentum because she captioned her post with dynamite emoji.
So it says TT.
Maybe there's an N under the diamond. We don't know. The world may never know.
I think it says TT.
It does say TT. Like Tay Tay and Traveler. Isn't that, they never did come up with like a good, I guess TNT is their thing.
Yeah.
Cause yeah, there were their names. So I guess Taylus.
That's not good.
No. Tavis.
No, trailer?
Trailer.
Bennifer wasn't bad.
Bennifer's great.
Like, that's pretty good. Yeah. But no, Taylus is not good.
She previously wore a Tiffany & Co. double T ring. And she frequently wears, apparently, a diamond TNT friendship bracelet from Travis while out in public. That costs $6,360.
That's it?
That's it.
Wow.
That one.
It's a steal.
TNT.
I thought they make those with beads.
They do. Some of her beads are diamonds.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So they have not confirmed the design symbolism, but all the speculation goes on and on. Everyone, I noticed that the emblem on the top of her letter matches the shape of her engagement ring. What a gem. This whole scene is stunning. Oh my God, I get the dynamite now. Thank you. I was so confused, lol. Really? Vogue reported that Travis Kelce designed the ring himself, worked with somebody at Artifacts Fine Jewelry and designed the ring himself. And then Daily Mail was trying to get, as everyone's trying to get an estimate as to what this cost, but apparently there's some UK jeweler who says this is worth about $700,000, which seems really low to me. That is the biggest, that's a gigantic diamond. I guess probably not the biggest diamond we've ever seen, but they're saying... Her ring features a striking 12-carat cushion-cut diamond, an elongated shape with softly rounded corners that balances brilliance with a romantic, understated elegance. The stone sits in a yellow-gold setting paired with a simple polished band that lets the diamond take center stage. It's a thick band, too.
It'll be interesting to see if she can wear that daily or if that has to go sit in a safe and she just wears a band.
Or she just wears a replica of it, because a lot of times here's the real ring. Put that in the safe.
To me, that's the problem with buying someone something so big and so nice, is that if you can't wear it and you have to wear a fake, then why have it?
Right.
You're already rich, so it's not some invest. Like, you
I'm
can
sure you
make normal
it.
Investments. Like,
right.
Buy her a ring she can actually wear every day for the rest of her life.
They're saying here it leans toward a vintage or antique-inspired aesthetic, and it does look kind of old-fashioned. The bold diamond combined with the warm glow of yellow gold gives it a timeless quality. It's a perfect match for Taylor.
Oh, it is yellow gold.
Yes, the band is yellow gold. I've seen everything from 700,000 to about 1.5 million, which to me, I feel like didn't Jennifer Lopez have like a $5 million, or am I thinking of Mariah Carey, like these $5 million rings? But I guess if you can find what you want and only pay $700,000 for it, you're like, great, it's a deal. I wonder if the first thing she asked was, how much was this?
Maybe they got a deal because they put the name of the jeweler out
Maybe.
There.
Maybe. The name of the jeweler is, in fact, out there. So...
Oh, we'll get so much business from this.
Yeah. Artifacts.
So Jeff Bezos got engaged, the ring that he gave Lauren Sanchez was $2 million.
Oh.
So
you can get what you want for $2 million.
Yeah.
Because that guy could have spent $2 billion and really never noticed it.
I understand, and that's my point. Like, get a ring someone can wear and give her the rest of the money if that's what you're after.
Right.
But, like, what's the point of having a ring she can't wear?
People are referencing how in the interview that they did on the podcast, like her longest, most personal interview to date, she compared Travis Kelce to a John Hughes movie character, joking, that he would be outside her window with a boombox. So it's like super romantic, yelling, I want to date you. Do you want to go on a date with me? I made you a friendship bracelet. Do you want to date me? And Swift said, if this guy isn't crazy, which is a big if, this is sort of what I've been writing songs about wanting to happen to me since I was a teenager. Mm-hmm. So sweet.
I knew it, and I won the bet. And it'll come to be. We'll find the audio. Maddie's over there looking for it now.
Great. He doesn't seem to be, but
no,
I
he is.
You.
He's on it.
Someone will tell us exactly. Edwin Koo will hear, the evil genius, and he'll be like, "Oh, it happened on exactly this date," and I have a spreadsheet to indicate
what. What do the texters say? Anything?
Got nothing from the texters so far that, but a lot of Taylor fans very excited about the engagement.
Mm. Travis Kelce's dad, Ed Kelce, says that the couple got engaged about 2 weeks ago. He says almost 2 weeks ago, so we don't know the exact date. But he is confirming that it happened at Travis Kelce's house. And then they talked about, I guess they FaceTimed him right afterward. And I guess he was at the Eagles training camp. In Eagles practice, it says here. We went to a thing in Kansas City on Sunday night, which was an ESPN airing of the Kingdom. That's it's about the Chiefs, but it has a lot, like Taylor's in it, and she agreed to let them use stuff of her. And his mother and I went back with him to his house for dinner, where Taylor made dinner, and we had a wonderful dinner with them outside on the patio, and just to watch the two of them just crazy about each other. It's truly kind of neat.
Mm.
Just sweet. All right, so let me see if I can squeeze anything non-Taylor related in here. Lil Nas X, he's been in the news the last couple days.
Yeah, what is going on there?
He's fine, Vinny. He's fine. That's what he said on his Instagram stories yesterday. And the first message since his arrest on Thursday, Lil Nas X said, your girl's going to be okay, boo. Okay?
Just a little too much partying.
And his dad is saying he doesn't party. He's also pleaded not guilty to all charges. So Lil Nas X said the last 4 days were terrifying. He spent most of them behind bars after allegedly attacking cops who approached him while he was walking down an L.A. street in his tidy whiteies and cowboy boots at 6 o'clock in the morning.
What do they call that walk when you leave house in the morning?
Walk of shame.
Walk of shame. So that's, he was on his walk of shame in his underwear.
I guess maybe someone stole his clothes from him.
All right.
Nas has pleaded not guilty to 3 counts of battery with injury on a police officer and 1 count of resisting an officer. And the judge ordered him to attend 4 Narcotics Anonymous meetings per week. Lil Nas X says, I'm taking, his dad says, he does not take illegal drugs. And he added that his son is very remorseful and is going to get the help he needs for the thing he doesn't have a problem with. Come on. So there's that. And this is cute. I like this. The Office was a big show for a lot of years, and some people became big stars out of that. And they have a spinoff that is beginning production. It's called The Paper. And it's basically not based on The Office, but it's the documentary team that was supposedly there in the office at Dunder Mifflin and would film everybody's little diary segments and film the whole thing and how awkward everything could be there. So it's the very first day. It's the set of the spinoff, The Paper, and they're all getting ready. Nobody's even in makeup yet. They're all there and milling about and good morning, everyone. And Steve Carell and John Krasinski come strolling in.
Oh my God. That would be so exciting.
Right?
Oh my God.
Like, you're about to do this. I mean, this could be, it could be huge, and people who are fans of The Office might be like, it's a no-brainer.
It is a no-brainer for me.
Really?
Oh, no-brainer. Definitely watching it. Can't wait for it to come out.
One of the stars of this is a woman by the name of, let me see if I can find her name here, Sabrina Impacciatore. And she was in the second season of White Lotus. She plays like the desk, or she's like maybe the manager of the hotel.
Yeah, she's kind of bitchy. And,
really bitchy, but a great complicated character. Like, she's really... she was awesome. I thought her acting was amazing. And she plays kind of an airhead in just the little trailer snippets that I've seen. She played something of an airhead. And I'm actually compelled to watch this show because of how much I liked her on The White Lotus. I wonder if she'll be great. She says like all these dingbat things in the trailer. I mean, I get it. It's a comedy. So I guess that's what they're going for. So she's talking about this as they showed up on the set. She says, no makeup yet. We are very anxious. Like, oh my God, we were so scared. I just assume that she has an Italian accent since she was in that Italian show. And then we hear a knock, a knock.
I feel insulted.
A little bit.
Someone enters the trailer. It's like Steve Carell and John Krasinski. We're fainting. Like, what? Can you imagine? Isn't it crazy? First day of shooting. So Steve and John happened to be filming a commercial next door for an Italian coffee brand called Lavazza.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you've heard of that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They used to have like a cafe in San Francisco. I don't know if they do anymore, but yeah.
Lavazza.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
The only thing I know about Italian coffee is that I used to know this DJ who... said he made his coffee Italian style, and he put the milk and sugar into the cup first and then filled up the cup so that he didn't have to use a spoon. He goes, that's the Italian way. And now I've done that ever since.
Doesn't everybody do that?
I don't know.
I don't think that's exclusive to Italians.
Are you sure? Because he told me this is the Italian. I go, oh, that's clever. Now you don't have to use a spoon. He goes, yeah, it's the Italian way. It's the Italian way.
I did not know that.
Don't chefs kiss when you do things, please.
Gotta use your hands. I'm just taking Italian. So my hands, I must have been moving. So they happen to be next door filming a commercial for an Italian, which is like that. You got a budget for that, right? I mean,
to get those two together.
Lavazza must be huge because, right, so you're filming a commercial with Steve and John from The Office. So Sabrina said, I thought, oh, this is a blessing. Italian coffee, which is the coffee that I've been drinking all of my life.
It's like going...
It's like being in Italy.
Hanging out with my grandma. You're, wow. You nailed
pretty
it.
Much alike of that.
Just like that.
Right. I wish I could say I had some Italian in me so that I could be off the hook, but you know what I'm talking about.
Well, you got two on the show. So.
Yeah,
that
I mean,
is true, right. So you're I'm doing surrounded. It for you guys, right? It's perfect.
We don't like it, though, but go on.
You love it.
No, we don't.
Yes, you do.
Are you a crazy?
And you know it's a true. Bruce Willis, there was a special last night. I want to say this was a Diane Sawyer thing. It was called Emma and Bruce Willis, The Unexpected Journey. It is streaming now on Hulu and Disney, which, by the way, Hulu's not going to be standalone anymore really soon.
I thought Hulu was on Disney Plus.
I think you can get it, but they're saying the standalone Hulu app is going away. It'll be added to Disney Plus. So if you don't already have Disney Plus, but you do pay for Hulu, you're going to now have to get into Disney Plus, whose prices keep going up.
I mean, we have it, but you know, I can see where people are like, oh, great. Another way to get me.
I don't know if it's going to cost more to get the Hulu app. Like if you're already paying for Disney Plus, is it going to be extra if you want Hulu? But they're saying it'll be folded into a unified Disney Plus app. And the company's also saying this is Disney. We're going to stop reporting subscriber numbers. Okay. Do shareholders not get to know that? Like, did our number of subscribers grow or shrink? I don't understand why they're yelling at that. We believe quarterly updates on the number of paid subscribers have become less meaningful to evaluating the performance of our businesses. All right.
Well,
I don't know.
What I do know is thank God I'm made of money. And that I've got that money tree in the backyard because
it's so true.
Keep it coming, all of you content providers. Find new ways to get me, and I'll just pull some money off the tree in the backyard.
Just go out back and pluck a 10 off of there every month.
No problem.
So this TV special, Emma and Bruce Willis, The Unexpected Journey, it'll start streaming tomorrow on Hulu and today on Hulu and Disney Plus. And we did have a tiny chunk of is his wife, Emma.
Yeah, she was asked what is Bruce like now?
Bruce is still very mobile. Bruce is in really great health overall. You know, it's just his brain that is failing him.
But the language is...
Yeah, the language is going. And, you know, we've learned to adapt, and we have a way of communicating with him, which is just a different way.
Were there days that it would be Bruce again?
Yeah, I mean, we still get those days. Not days, but we get moments. It's his laugh, right? Like, he has such a hearty laugh. And, you know, sometimes you'll see that twinkle in his eye or that smirk. And, you know, I just get, transported.
I realize I've made a terrible mistake to end on that. That is just awful.
It is awful.
Later, I'll tell you all about the bets that they're taking in Vegas for Taylor Swift. So, see, I got your mind right off of it. What's coming up?
No, I'm still thinking about this Emma lady.
Don't talk about it.
I don't know this lady. Like, it's weird because they're going to do a thing about, I know, and they're going to talk about Bruce, who we all feel like we know because he's been in everything since the 80s. And yet, here's this lady who are you?
Yeah, she feels like a newcomer, a lady who has two half-grown kids with him. All right, what do you got coming up?
People are talking about things that are more intimate than sex.
Oh,
after these.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Watch video clips from our show on our YouTube channel. Just go to youtube.com/@RadioAlice973.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Tickets to Odyssey. Sold out. We Can Survive.
Oh, so good.
Starring Ed Sheeran, Goo Goo Dolls, Alex Warren, and Shaboozey.
That's a big lineup.
Head to RadioAlice.com and enter for your chance to win a trip and a pair of tickets to Odyssey. Sold out. We Can Survive. September 26th at the Prudential Center in Newark, New Jersey. Starring Ed Sheeran, Goo Goo Dolls, Alex Warren, and Shaboozey. Plus a meet and greet with the Goo Goo Dolls.
So good.
Trip includes a 2-night hotel stay and round trip airfare for a winner and a guest. Sponsored by New Jersey Division of Travel and Tourism.
No. Oh, thanks, New Jersey.
Yeah.
Jersey rocks.
Yeah.
I love Jersey. I live there.
I know. Does that make you a bridge and tunnel guy?
I was a kind of. Hoboken's kind of. It's like Brooklyn. It's right there. But still. Jersey, best pizza in the world.
Oh, that's so.
Yeah. The end.
Should be nice and sunny today.
It's looking good so far.
Looking great.
Blue skies breaking through here in downtown San Francisco as we broadcast. Bay Area high today in the low 80s. Yesterday was spectacular, so pay attention.
What a great day.
Good days are happening around you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't miss them.
You don't want to miss out on that.
No. No, yesterday was... I had beautiful. One of those days awesome. Where I went, I at the end of it all, when I was getting into bed, I went, I had a turkey sandwich and a bean and cheese burrito, I got a nice surf in. I hung out with my kids. Like, all this good stuff happened. I went, yeah, it's a good day. One for the books.
Oh, that's nice.
Or whatever they say.
Yeah.
Pretty good stuff. All right. I'll begin with this story.
I'm ready.
What do you do that's even more intimate than sex? Now, I realize that often the first or first 10 times you're with someone, it does feel you're showing someone all your stuff and you're trying each other out for the, and it can be very kind of crunchy. Like, you know, where do I go? Where do you go? Do we lean this way? There's a lot of different things you're working out.
Right.
So that is kind of, it feels very intimate, but it's mostly, in my opinion, fun.
Yeah.
Like that doesn't feel, I don't feel extremely vulnerable.
I think actually the word vulnerable is the, I think that has to be the underlying thing in anything that feels intimate. Like it's the you know, someone who knows some really one of your vulnerabilities or one of the things that's bothering you. It's about, like, I think that conversations can be more intimate.
Agreed.
Like admitting something or expressing a problem and asking for help.
I would say, and I don't know for sure, because something broke. I think having kids broke all my dumb walls down, yeah. And that's why I'm crying all the time at cartoons. Like, I think I, as a single grown man walking around in the world without partnership or other, I just had built up walls. I didn't take anything
through, right?
And whatever. And then all of a sudden, those come down, and I find myself watching Cars. And crying, like, what am I doing? What is happening to me?
Cartoon Cars,
and even
understand.
At the end of Mission Impossible the other night, like, here's all these stunts and all this action, and then there's a speechifying moment
that brings
at
you
the
to
end,
tears.
And I'm like, and it's just, you know, that's, it's just,
well,
there was the end of the earth, but Ethan's, spoiler alert.
Well, I mean, we had to assume he saves the day. We're all still here.
Anyway, it was like, oh God, this nothing. It always something will always break me down.
But it's little acts too, like not just being vulnerable, but like, I mean, I guess you're vulnerable if someone's. I was thinking the other day, John was cutting my hair for me. He'll comb the back and he'll snip, you know, just try to get it even, and like, so there you are, and you're naked, but you're.
You're nude?
I was. Well, it was after the shower. I'm like, hey, I just combed my hair out. Can you snip the back? And he just, you know, okay.
Huh. Gotta be careful with being naked around guys, but okay.
Yeah, I guess.
Well,
I mean,
wasn't
just a random guy.
I know, John. But I mean, he still wants to look at you as opposed to looking at the line he's trying to cut in your hair.
I don't know. You could check the hair and see if he got it right or if he was just staring at my butt the whole time. I know it isn't a point of fascination.
Just the other day, I was reminded that Christina, during the pandemic, had me chop her hair off because someone had asked her. Actually, we were at the McCutcheons playing Chameleons, and they said, your hair is so long. How long have you been growing it? She said, the last time I really got it cut, he did it, and I made a mess of it.
Oh.
Just a disaster.
How much did you cut off?
A lot, like this much.
Oh.
What is that, a foot?
Yeah.
I cut like a foot off.
Wow.
But, you know, we were trapped in the house, and she was like, just get it off me.
I need the weight to be gone.
Just get it off. We're not going anywhere. We haven't gone anywhere.
Right.
And it didn't go well. So I'm glad John did better because I did bad.
Well, it's very simple. You know, it's just straight across.
You say.
Just cut the dead stuff off.
Okay.
Looking frizzy.
I saw something on Instagram just the other day, I want to say yesterday, Johnny Knoxville from Jackass posts a video of his wife picking his, tweezing his ear hair.
Oh.
And I went, I thought, like, that's too intimate almost. I wouldn't ask for that because I don't want her to have to, like, be grossed out or be all, ugh.
You know, that's interesting.
That to me
because
is more
John
intimate
will,
than
John's
sex.
Like, as I get older, I'm getting hair in my ears. So he'll like shave. He's like gently shaving his ears and he'll cut his ears up. I'm like, like, wow, that's a bummer for you. But now I am thinking, you know, when you pluck hairs, they're like only 50% likely to come back. And the more you, you know, if you keep pulling stuff out of that, like that follicle just dies or whatever.
You hope. Away. I've right, been doing that, hurt. Pulling them out, but yeah. I would never ask her to do it.
I should offer that to John. I love stuff like that.
Would you like me to tweeze your ears?
Yeah, I could ask him. Yeah.
Are you a pimple popper too?
I would be if he'd let me, but he just doesn't, he won't let that. That's very intimate. He doesn't like that level of intimacy.
That's what I'm talking about. Mm. Those that to me, I watched this little clip of him saying, she doesn't want to, but she's my partner and loves me and is doing it. And I thought.
So she gets in there and plucks him. And
tweezes his ear hair.
I think that's
more intimate.
I'll offer him that. If you want.
Letting someone see you at your most vulnerable, whether that's crying, sharing your deepest fears, or being completely honest about your feelings. These are some of the things that people said, way more intimate than sex.
Sometimes holding hands is. Like, definitely, like, there's been people I've dated who I've had sex with, but I've not, like, walked around and held hands with them.
Oh, you don't want that.
Why? Is this one of your things?
No, holding hands and walking with somebody is...
Oh.
Like, that's intimate to me.
I'd agree.
Yeah.
Christine and I have our own way of holding hands, too.
Oh, what is it?
I can't do it without her, so I don't.
John, I'll link a pinky. That's,
It's a, I don't know how
hold
to.
Hold my hand. Show me, show me the
You're
thing.
Doing the claw. All right. So it's holding hands.
No.
Oh, so my pinky goes between your first finger and middle finger.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
That's it. No big deal.
That's comfortable.
But it's the, that's the way we do it.
Mm.
It's our little way.
John's always, as soon as I start holding his hand or link my hand to his, he's looking for ways to get out of it. He just, you know.
Well, maybe.
Oh, look at that. And I grab his hand.
Maybe he doesn't want to be sweaty. I don't know. Maybe
he just doesn't want to be seen with me. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure that's not it.
Yeah.
It could be, though.
Have you seen your butt?
I mean, it's amazing. God, what an ass on that girl.
Everybody's looking.
Caring for them when they are sick, injured, hurt, or recovering.
Mm-hmm.
More intimate than doing it. Reading books together?
Oh, John and I used to do that when we were first together. We would read each other Stephen King books. And that was, I guess that was pretty intimate.
Oh, I wouldn't think that, but okay. A really good massage.
You can keep your massages.
Yeah, I know where that... You don't want me massaging you. That's going to go somewhere. Unless you want that. I mean, if you want that, then...
We're just friends, Finn. Can you just give me a freaking massage, please?
No, I cannot.
I had a massage table even for Shauna. Like, I bought one because I like to keep her.
No, that's not why you did it.
That is not why I did it. You're 100% correct.
I know.
Because I knew where it would lead at the end every time, but... That was one of my ways of...
It had the hole her face goes in and everything?
Yep. Little portable thing. Still have it. It's in storage.
In case someone stops putting out and you're like, well, I know how to get some.
I have a question.
Did it work every time?
It did work every time.
Mm.
Is that a thing that you would have to get a new table for a new lady? Or do you think that the new lady would be like, no, you got a table. It works. It's not... She was your wife. It's fine.
I have a feeling... They would want a new table. Just
it wouldn't have crossed my mind, but now that you've said it, we need a new table, darling.
Yeah, I could see that.
I mean, if you had still had the bed you and your wife shared, a new lady might at some point say, "We need a new bed."
I could see that.
She wouldn't say
happening.
That the first night, probably, but after a minute.
Yes, I can see that. See, yes.
Things that wouldn't even cross my mind.
Well, it's been a long time for you.
It certainly has. Very set in my ways.
Having food poisoning together is in a single bathroom apartment is more intimate than...
That is pretty much all the walls are down.
That time Christina got sick in Mexico when she ate the pear, and then she was sick the whole way home and deliriously sick for 3 more days at my house with my mom there. We all got to know each other.
One bathroom in that house.
Deeply, yes.
Yeah. What fun.
Well, it happens. Good luck in Mexico, buddy.
I know.
Don't eat the pears.
They're on the list of do not eats.
And also, right, I mean, that's the thing. Like, you don't drink. So I guess soda's your only option, right? You're not supposed to drink the water, well, have ice Topo cubes Chico. And anything.
I like the Topo Chico.
What's Topo Chico?
It's a Mexican mineral water, sparkling water. It's really good.
Oh, all right. Well, there you go. Good luck.
As Maddie mentioned earlier today in the show, Cracker Barrel, a restaurant.
Yes.
Redesigned their logo.
And they really just simplified it, right? Like, yeah, am I missing something?
Nope. It's the same colors.
It just says Cracker Barrel now instead of having the guy with the barrel.
Right.
Okay.
Last night, Cracker Barrel announced they are caving and that they would scrap plans to replace their classic logo with what they're saying is a less dated refresh. They did change the color. They went from brown and mustard to black and mustard.
Yeah.
Would you call that color mustard?
It's a mustard color, yes. Okay.
They put together a press release.
Who would notice that?
We thank our guests for sharing your voices and love for Cracker Barrel. And we said we would listen, and we have. Our new logo is going away before it's even been applied.
Wow. And it says, it's not just Cracker Barrel, it says Old Country Store. What is the shape of the Cracker Barrel in the old logo? Because it looks kind of like a kidney or something.
Well, barrels they're rounder.
I'm talking about the circle around the words Cracker Barrel. Not the circle, because it isn't a circle.
I would never have noticed that.
Yeah, I didn't know. I don't know.
It looks like, I don't know.
The K goes up to the...
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, anyway.
Okay.
At Cracker Barrel, it's always been and always will be about serving our delicious food, warm welcomes, and the kind of country hospitality that feels like family. We look forward to welcoming you to our tables soon.
With our old logo.
With our old logo. You've spoken, and we've listened.
What a thing. It just doesn't, it's like, so doesn't matter. But people were mad about it. People are looking for things to be mad about.
I mean, what they should have said is, listen, you had a cow over our logo change, and we've listened to you. Now get your ass in here.
And buy some food.
Spend some damn money. Because, you know.
We were trying to freshen things up because we were losing money.
Well, get in here.
Yeah.
So busy with your, you know, get in on the keyboard.
Typity, typity, type.
And your anger and your Thumbity outrage. Thumb. Well, now come in and spend some money, please.
Yeah.
So there it is. Cracker Barrel has caved.
This has been good promotion for them, frankly. I have not thought about or ever said the words Cracker Barrel out loud in, I don't know, 30 years.
I've never been there. Do they have them in California even at all?
Probably.
There's one, I believe.
Oh, in all of California?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They just haven't gotten out here.
I wonder if it's even anywhere near the Bay Area.
Oh, hold on. I'll tell you.
Huh.
Yeah, we're going to find out. How many Cracker Barrels are there in California and where the hell are they?
There's one in Sacramento.
Oh.
Well, not too surprising.
And then there's some down south.
But the one furthest north is in Sacramento.
Sacramento. Yep.
I would think that would be in Redding.
I could see Redding, sure. But, you know, a lot of Bay Areans are moving to Sacramento. Like, it's become... Yeah.
I'm driving in from there.
There's one in Bakersfield, of course.
Oh, of course there is.
Anyway, there you go. How about a fast fact?
No, I love fast facts, Vinny.
In Argentina and Spain, Tuesday the 13th is the problem.
Tuesday the 13th.
Not Friday the 13th. Tuesday the 13th
is
unlucky. Why is Friday the 13th unlucky? Because someone told us that when we were young.
Yeah.
And we've clung to it. We never looked into it. Have you looked into it? Why is it Friday the 13th?
Never cared to. I'm sure Taylor could probably tell us. I'll ask her.
I can tell you why Tuesday.
Okay.
Because the Spanish word for Tuesday, Martes, is derived from the Roman god of war Mars, associated with the day with conflict and destruction.
Oh, so Tuesdays are bad days.
Tuesday, the conflict and destruction day.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember all the days of the week in Espanol. Mm-hmm. Miércoles is Wednesday.
Oh.
I believe.
Sábado and Domingo.
Okay, we got the weekend.
Yeah.
I don't know
any of the other ones.
Canada had a rap song hit number one on its charts a full decade before the U.S. Rapper's Delight by Sugar Hill Gang was number one in Canada in 1980.
Is that so? In 1970.
Wait a minute. Canada had a rap song hit number one on its charts a full decade before U.S. Rapper's Delight by Sugar Hill Gang was number one in Canada in 1980. Ice Ice Baby by Vanilla Ice was number one in the U.S. in 1990. They don't tell me which one was the...
Yeah, why don't they tell us what is the name of the hip-hop song that hit in, I assume, 1970?
Hip-hop.
The hibba to the hip-hip, hopping you don't stop.
We know stuff here.
Yeah, I like it.
Everybody knows that song, though.
Stop.
It was
Collaborate and Listen. Ice is back with a brand new invention.
Something.
Grab a hold of me tight. Flow like a blow, daily and nightly. Like, will it ever stop?
Nope.
I don't know.
Let's go.
Good job, guys. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah? Let me guess. Is it Taylor related?
There will be some Taylor, but there's also a bunch of problems at Burning Man.
Uh-oh.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God. What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.